Hi, my name is Eran Frankel. Welcome to my blog at jerusalemexperience.com. Today we are walking along one of the most ancient and spiritual routes for Christians, the Via Dolorosa, a path taken by Jesus in his final hours, also known as the Passion.
Every day, Christians from all over the world flock to Jerusalem to walk the Via Dolorosa and pray at each station of the cross in order to experience what it might have been like when Jesus carried his cross to the site of crucifixion. Some of them actually carry a wooden cross. Since Christianity was established as a formal religion some 300 years after the events of the Via Dolorosa took place, you can only imagine how many debates and changes there have been surrounding the actual stations and the route of the Via Dolorosa. Today, the Via Dolorosa consists of 14 stations. It was only during the 14th century that Pope Clement VI achieved some consistency in the route by establishing the Franciscan custody of the Holy Land and entrusting the friars with the ritual of Catholic shrines. But only in the 19th century, the 14 stations of the cross as we know them today were proclaimed. By the way, even today, each Friday, the Franciscan friars conduct the ritual of the Way of the Cross by walking the route of the Via Dolorosa here in Jerusalem. It is interesting to note that in many Roman Catholic and other churches all over the world, there are symbols of the stations so that devoted Christians can walk the spiritual path and pray at each station in order to identify with Jesus' passion during his last hours on earth. Moreover, in the Roman Catholic Church, Pope John Paul II used to lead on every Good Friday an annual public prayer of the Stations of the Cross at the Roman Colosseum.
Welcome your comments and suggestions to this video. It is important for me to understand what my viewers are interested in and how I can improve my blog. That's it for today, and until we meet again in my next video, let's all live the Jerusalem experience.